Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Coleman Taylor Transmission, servicing Central Mississippi for over 60 years. Their ASE-certified technicians offer dependable transmission services, a warranty, and record services. Call Coleman Taylor today for all your transmission needs.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here for a couple hours just to, running my mouth. And because all of my kids today, all of my children are out running the Blues Marathon. David and Melissa and Marcy are running the Blues, as well as Shelby, who's a very good friend of David's, are all running the Blues Marathon, which is a big deal here in Jackson. It really does. People from all over the country come to this Blues Marathon and do a little running. My daughters are running like a half marathon, and my son, my crazy son David, is running. Somehow he decided he wanted to run 50 miles. And he will today. He will. He just, it's just the way he is. He set his mind to do it, and he's done this thing before, so he's going to do it. I wish him luck. I don't think I'd want to run 50 miles. That's just for sure. I don't think I'd want to do that.
I'm not sure when I could squeeze that in. That seems like that'd be a pretty good commitment of time.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty good commitment of time. He runs every day and runs a pretty good bit of mileage, and he's also looking forward to, I don't know when it's coming up. It's in Georgia somewhere. There's a 100-mile race coming up that he's going to be running as well. And to me, that's like, man, you've got mental issues. Well, I can say that to my son and get away with it.
He's probably centered. I mean, if you can run that long, I know because I'm a runner at times. I don't do as much in the winter as I like to when the weather gets above 75, 80, get a good sweat, run. But I'm more of a 5, 4, 5, 6 mile person.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to do it as regular as you can. If you can do it every day, great. But I always found that, you know, every other day or so, my legs seem to feel better.
Yeah.
I'll run 2 or 3 days in a row, and that third, fourth, you're like, man, I'm really struggling through this one.
Right.
But then you take a day off, and man, I scoot through it. I record time. Just woohoo.
It's amazing what you do. Yeah. But he's focused so much. Mm-hmm. Everything he focuses on very heavily, and he's really focused on running. So, but the girls would like to run too. They're running. So
it's awesome though. I'm proud of him. 50 miles. Come on.
He's doing 50 miles today. Yeah, we'll see.
Great day for it too.
It's a wonderful, beautiful day out there. It's gorgeous outside. No, it's not.
Cool.
I'm too much of a Mississippian.
Yeah, you're acclimated.
70 degrees. No, I'll keep the top up. Maybe a little bit of heat on.
Yeah, I'm still sleeves at 70.
Yeah, me too. Look at me. Look at me. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I'm cold natured.
It's got to get, when I get around 80, and, I'm going to be okay then. But at any rate, oh, well. Handyman Show. We just do all sorts of things on the Handyman Show. We have a lot of fun and talk about all sorts of different things. And that's what we're going to do today, as well as a little later. We hope to have a guest on board and talk about a little bit of a painting, if you will. But that's what we intend to get to today. Before we go too far, I just want to thank all the people that send in text messages that just say, thanks for the show. We enjoy this show. There's so many that come in that we probably don't mention them all, but we thank you very, very much to send us a text saying, hey, thanks, I'm a regular listener. Hey, thanks, it's the first time I've heard you. Or, I'm in Nebraska, I've never heard you before. And send us a text and let us know where you are. We enjoy it very much. Our text line is 601-879-4395. That's our ceasefire text line.
I love it when we have people coming through that have never listened to Super Talk,
right,
and they're out in the northeast corner of the state,
right,
or they're in a southwest or somewhere, and they let us know they're just cutting through and love one of our shows. They're just tuning in and hit it. And
right.
It's really cool to hear that to me because
it really is.
It shows how vast the network is.
Yeah, it really does.
And you can really get it on any platform. But the radio is still such a wonderful tool. I mean,
it really is. And this is really what this network is involved with is doing true old-timey type radio where the personality really makes a difference and you get to know the people who are actually doing the talking, and that's great, and as well as the people who are the producers like Lance back there.
I got to go over to Meridian for a Steve Azar show the other night.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful place, Penny Kemp, with the MEACs and the Arts Experience Meridian. It's a Mississippi museum. It has all the musicians and just really a wonderfully done, beautiful architecture, great team. Their production quality there and what they do back in the studio, it's amazing. I'm going to go back over as soon as possible and just pick the brain of the production engineer. Jonathan was great. But just having the opportunity to meet people like that. But it's all because of Supertalk. And our staff over there, and Shelley Hotchkiss and Monet Cranford and the crew over there got to hang out with them. We had a really good time. But being able to, if you're in that community, go by and say hello. Some of the most accessible people are the Super Talk people. I mean, if you ever, they're going
right.
to, they love meeting folks. It's a congregal group. And in every community where we have a station, and there are a lot of them, you're going to meet some wonderful people, talented, heartfelt, love Mississippi, and, use us as a resource.
I've never spoken with anybody at any of the Supertalk outlets that hadn't been friendly and willing to help, regardless of what your question is, even if it's a frivolous question, they take the time. I mean, and I really believe that customer service is kind of the upfront biggest thing we can do in any business at all. And I think the Supertalk Network, all the people do that extremely well. And proud to be a part of it. Really.
And I wanted to say, we do a little music session. I'd always heard Steve Azar's music in digital form.
Sure.
And we have a little here, and I've gone through the bulk of his work. And I'm very great library of music.
Oh,
but hearing him in person.
Yeah.
He was so crystal clear. The production quality was great in the facility, so if you're over there, go check that out. But he is just, if you haven't seen him live, you need to do that. He's such a good guy, too. But
Steve Azar is special.
The quality of one-man show was phenomenal, and he was just nailing everything. So I think he does that pretty regular as far as nailing.
That's right.
He's pretty good at this. So, but what a great guy too. So.
Yeah, good guy.
And all those we met over there, that listened to us regularly, and that was one of the great things. We had so many people come up and tell me that how much they listened to our shows.
Sure.
So thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to meet you and reach out, and thank you for listening in. And texting and participating in the conversation.
I missed my calling today. I should have done another blues segment in the music segment because it is Blues Marathon, and I didn't. But we're going to talk about some music anyway a little later.
I think almost all of these guys have some roots in blues, maybe other than one, last one.
But you're right. A lot of them have roots in blues, and they really, really do. But, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll get to that after a while. All right. Let's see. Our homes mostly are made out of our homes are, and the stuff in our homes come from trees. And I'm a big tree hugger and a wood freak. So much of a wood freak, I got to tell you this. When I play my acoustic guitar, which is pretty much daily, when I'm done, I kind of stick my nose in the old hole and smell the wood in there because it's an old, old Gibson guitar. And it just smells wonderful. I mean, that's how much of a wood freak I really am. But trees are very, very important to our lifestyle. And they really are important to building furniture, to building guitars, to building houses. But they can also be a detriment to our homestead by being too close to the home, having branches that are falling on the house all the time or shading the house or even scraping on the house. We need to have those trees either removed or trimmed or whatever they do to them. Now, getting tree work done is relatively expensive to get the to get it done. If you would do a lot, tree work can cost some money. But our homes are worth a lot more than any tree in the world. The, our homes make the difference. So you've got to take care of that home. And that's part of the maintenance, making sure the trees don't interfere with your living, the way you'd like to live and the way you want to keep your home. Because I think a lot of us maintain our homes pretty well. And those who don't, find that it's catching up with them, and finally they're going, my word, I need to get going. And then they get caught up. But those who just let it go and pile up, it gets to where it's almost too much to handle. And they can't do the maintenance anymore because it just seems like the list is endless. Because it practically is. But at any rate, watch out for those trees. And don't let them take over your property, your house. Spend the money. Get a tree service on board, have them come over and take care of the business. It needs to be done. That's part of regular maintenance because they can really create a lot of problems. And, you know, Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation talks a lot about tree roots and how they can really crawl under foundations and create situations. But, hey, look out for those trees. Take care of them and trim them back a little bit.
They'll also get into some pipes, too.
Oh, man. They can stop up drainage so badly in a house. Matter of fact, one of my friends right now is having a drainage problem in her house. And I was sitting talking to her yesterday. And I said, well, you know, you may have a drainage problem. She doesn't know exactly where it is. She's had it all checked out, and they can't find any drainage problem at all. But still, somebody was taking a shower in one of her excess bathrooms the other day, and there was bubbling in all the drains. And I'm going, when's the last time that you put white vinegar and baking soda down your drain? She says, what? I said, I probably say it every week. You should put three tablespoons of baking soda down a drain and follow it with some white vinegar. And if you do that to all of your drains once a month, all of your drains, it's really going to take away from your drain clogging, and it's going to help keep your drains clean. But as Lance just said, roots can get into your drainage system and create major problems, and then it takes a matter of somebody going in and actually cutting the root out and putting a sleeve in there. All sorts of things can happen when trees start to take over your pipes and you don't have the proper drainage as necessary. But keeping your drains working well and keeping – because somehow or other, we just end up putting a lot down on drains. I mean, just imagine the things that go down there, the hair and all the just stuff. I'm not going to go into the stuff that goes down on drains, but a lot does. And a lot of it can be cleaned out with just this white vinegar. That's white vinegar and baking soda. It works really well. Baking soda is a good product. I like it all the way. It's something I really enjoy. Well, I was looking the other day at a coffee table. My son had built a coffee table. Or no, he bought one. I'm sorry, he bought one. And it was a coffee table that was basically a rectangular table made out of metal, tubular metal. And it was held together by screws. And inside the tubular metal were the anchors. Well, some of that has come a little bit loose, so the table turned a little bit wobbly. And his thought was, oh, this is a goner. Well, all it really takes to fix that thing is a couple of L brackets, and because his coffee table, the legs and the frame is basically black, I would go ahead and spray them black, spray the screws black, and then with a good metal drill, drill little holes in the side of the frame, and apply those L brackets, and that will stabilize that coffee table a great deal. And a lot of people probably have wobbly coffee tables that have metal frames, but they can be secured and made to work again. And wooden coffee tables do the same. They get wobbly from time to time. That's just a matter of tightening up all the screws on them and making sure the legs are in properly and all the screws on them are tight. And that's important to do. And it's something that I think everybody can be a part of somehow or other. So that's important. I think that's something that anybody can take care of. Maintenance around your home is something we should take to heart and really take care of. Well, this past week, I was looking for a piece of molding, actually, a piece of weather stripping. And I couldn't find an 8-foot piece of weather stripping practically anywhere. But I found this great millwork company. I've known about them for years, and I've really done business with them for years, but I never thought about it. I kept looking at all these retail outlets for this piece of weather stripping for an 8-foot door. And I said to myself, you got to be crazy. Right up the street is this millwork place that has it, for sure. And I did go and visit. But while I was there, I got to see some of their operation and some of the things they do. And it's an amazing, actual, authentic, true millwork with mill craftsmen inside, people who really understand how to use all the tools. And it's a great place. You should check it out. It's called the Pearl River Door Company, and it's in Pearl, as a matter of fact. But if you go to their site, the Pearl River Door Company, you'll just, wow. Their website shows an awful lot. But as I was there talking, John is the owner, with John the other day, and he said, yeah, it's big in here. And they have a lot of reclaimed wood that they use, and they make gorgeous, gorgeous custom doors for almost anybody who wants one, and do a lot with builders. But a lot of their custom doors are like reclaimed wood, wood that comes from huge, huge pallets that are like 6x6, these pallets are, that hold gas tanks or whatever. And he has a lot of that. They actually use it to make custom doors with, and use it to make, I mean, you talk about a sliding door on a barn door track inside a house to close off an office or something and put a custom door up there, a custom door made with this reclaimed wood. Wow. I mean, you can really get a look at something and see what's going on. It's a great company, and there's not that many great millwork companies around. There used to be. Around here in central Mississippi, Frierson had one of the better millwork in the state, but it's gone. They don't do millwork anymore, custom millwork. And there's a place down on the coast, I don't know the name of it, but I'll get it after a while. Hey, you're listening to the Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi. We're going to try to get in touch with Patton Seabrook, and he's on the road. He said he's pretty sure we can get in touch with him, and we're going to do that. And if so, we're going to have him on board next segment. We'll talk a little bit about painting and Seabrook paint. So don't you go away right here on the Handyman Show right here at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. Be right back.
Easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Call me old-fashioned if you want. But I believe there's something to be said for doing good, honest work. As a craft professional, I get to build the places we work in, the homes we live and play in, the roads we drive on, and more. And the best part is that I'm learning new technologies as they emerge or evolve. Maybe I'm not so old-fashioned after all.
Trade up. Discover the power of career and technical education and start building your career. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Building tomorrow's workforce today.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent, proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-0862 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-0862. That's 800-306-0862. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-0862. Again, 800-306-0862.
To the Handyman Show here at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And get to that call in just a minute. Lady asked what was the formula. She didn't know how much. She's got the cleaning her drains. 3 tablespoons of baking soda and then white vinegar. I use about 3/4 cup of white vinegar down the drain, and that will clear it out pretty good. And then I let it sit there for at least 10 or 15 minutes. So I hope that answers your question. White vinegar is sold in the cleaning section of most grocery stores, and you can buy it in half or full gallons, and it's good stuff. All right, let's get to the phones. Pat and Seabrook's on the phone with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about Seabrook and what they do. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing today?
Man, I couldn't be. The weather's gorgeous. It's a wonderful day to be out.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It really is.
Yeah. A little bit about painting. It's getting to be that time of year where people are going to consider painting the outside of their homes. But there's a lot to consider in just painting your home. Just putting a coat of paint on it isn't going to work.
That's correct, buddy. You got to do, you know, of course, you got to clean it, the substrate, very well to, you know, get the dirt and grime. And, of course, the mold and mildew, you have to kill the mold and mildew in the spores especially.
Right. And I don't want to back up a little bit, just right there and stop right there. A lot of people think cleaning can just be done with a pressure washer and not using any kind of fuel formula in it at all. And a pressure washer, of course, you're not supposed to put bleach in them. Most of them say don't put bleach in them. So just pressure washing, in my thinking, is really not the way to clean your house.
Right. You know, pressure washers have a use and a purpose, but if you're trying to get it ready to paint, you have to treat the surface, you know, with a chemical. Because you want something, number one, that's going to cut or etch the grime off the house. Number two, you want to kill all the mold and mildew spores that are on your house. And down here in this part of the world, everybody has mildew some form or fashion around their property somewhere. So you have to totally treat the exterior of your property before you even think about painting it, because if you paint over it without treating it, the mildew can come from the backside, and you'll never get rid of it. You'll be washing it every 6 months because it'll be growing from the backside of the paint film.
Right. Which
so that's a real problem when you have that,
yeah,
because you just never really get rid of it. So you have to treat the surface first, and like you said, just washing it with a pressure washer and water isn't going to do it if you're looking at painting the surface.
Yeah, it may
chemically.
If you do use pressure washer and water, the house is going to look clean for sure, but the mildew spores are still there, and you can't see them.
That's right. A lot of people think that, you know, if they can't see any, there's no mildew there, but
right,
mildew spores and mold spores you cannot see.
They're tricky little suckers.
Yeah, and there's a lot more dirt and grime on the exterior house than you realize. A lot of people think they have a clean house, but, you know, you take a wet rag up there and rub it real good, and you'll see that it's not as clean as you thought it was, you know.
You sound like you're talking about my house.
Well, it's a real issue here in this, you know, like I said, in Mississippi. We're in the coastal south,
yeah,
so we have a tremendous amount of, you know, moisture. We have a tremendous amount of stuff in the air. I mean, we're fixing to go through the pollen season, and I mean, we're going to be covered up for about 2 months.
Absolutely,
so it's going to be a real mess here shortly.
Yeah, my belief is that if you do a paint job on the exterior of your house, one, by doing all the proper preparation first, including cleaning and caulking and just all the things that need caulking, and getting the thing totally ready for paint, and then using a good quality product all the way around, I've found that a good paint job done correctly can really last a long darn time.
Oh, we can last a very long time if it's done properly. We, you know, with some of our high-end premium coatings, we're seeing jobs, you know, last up to 15 years,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or better if it's done properly.
And look,
you know,
good.
And that's right.
And still look good. But we're talking about a quality product, though. To do all the preparation work and get everything done that's necessary, and then to try to save money in buying a low-end product or a low-end applicator is not the way to go. The price you're going to pay to get quality.
You're wasting your money.
Yeah, you really
That's
are.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to get very much use out of that. A couple, 3 years, and all of a sudden you'd be going, I thought I just painted that house.
Well, actually, you know, like you said when we started talking, if you don't clean it and then you use, you know, if you don't clean it properly and then you use a really cheap product, your property will look worse.
Yeah.
Than it did before you did the project. It'll look worse after a couple of years.
And I guess I'm going to say this, too. There are some contractors that just don't do the job the way it should be done. Now, granted, most of the professional contractors care about it and will do a very good job in prepping and painting. But that's
right,
going to cost you more than the guy that says he'll do your house for you know, half the price.
Yeah, if you're getting a half the price type deal, that you're going to get that kind of job.
Yeah.
If you get three quotes and one guy's about half the price, you know, probably best not to use that
one. Yeah, yeah. Your company, Seabrook, deals a lot with Benjamin Moore product, and Benjamin Moore is like top shelf as far as I'm concerned. It's a good product. I've just used 5 gallons, and we finished my son's house, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it turned out.
Oh, I used Benjamin Moore paint and used Benjamin Moore application products, and he and I did it on both of our part-time, his part-time and my part-time, and we got that thing done in about 2 weeks. I just total every room inside. We did the inside painting, and I'm telling you, it's a great product, but also looks wonderful.
Well, great. That's great to hear. And, you know, that's what we like to hear. And
yeah.
That's the reason we really try to, you know, when people come in, we have a lot of choices, of course, so there are a number of price points within the Benjamin Moore product line, but we try to put people, you know, in the best situation where they're going to get the kind of performance they're looking for.
Right.
And, you know, Benjamin Moore is, you know, it's kind of like, the Michelin tires, you know, of the paint industry. They have the better products, we feel, and we've been selling them and marketing them and promoting them for a very long time. We have a long relationship with them, and they just, you know, they... Benjamin Moore really doesn't know how to make a cheap paint. They really don't know how to do it. Some people do, but they all their products are really good.
Really good, and they really have been around a long, long time. And I dwell on customer service, how important it is in any industry, in any business at all. And as far as it's applied to your company, that's, again, one of the first things that you address is customer service. Take care of the people. And that's important.
Right.
And all the people that work for you understand that, and that's part of their developing into being a proper salesperson at a Seabrook store.
That's right. And we're fortunate to have a lot of people with a lot of experience who really do care about the customer and their project and their situation. You know, sometimes we'll get really busy and might can't get to everybody at the same time, but we do our best.
Yeah, you know,
we do our best.
Well, that's all we can do. But the care and the concern is there, and that's good, because when you're dealing with one person and maybe a couple people are waiting in line, they will get the proper service if they're patient enough.
That's right. That's right. And we're usually, you know, we're pretty adept at making that happen, you know, in a reasonable amount of time.
Sure, sure. Well, good stores, where are they located?
Well, buddy, you know, our downtown location is on West Monument Street, which is High Street as you head west.
Right.
And that's where our warehouse is. That's where we ship and receive a lot of material. And then we have a location up on I-55 North in Madison County. In Ridgeland, at exit 105B, and we're right by the bridge.
Right.
We're the first building on the right off the interstate, just right across the bridge from the Renaissance shopping area.
Sure, sure. And so, phone numbers?
Yeah, the Ridgeland location is 601-853-9796. The downtown location is 601-352-4074.
Yeah, and I've never asked you this before. How about hours?
Yes, we're open from weekdays. We're open from 7 to 5. You know, on Saturday we're open from 8 to 4.
That's amazing. 7 in the morning. Wow.
And we're usually there a lot earlier than that.
7 in the morning.
Some of our guys, you know, contractors, especially as you move into the longer days, which we're fixing to start doing that, they're there, you know, a lot of times way before 7, you know, getting their material. So, you know, I mean, they, especially as you get into the summer and it gets really hot, a lot of the contractors, if they're working outside, they want to get a very early start.
Right, right.
You know, especially if we have a summer like we had this past summer.
And you yourself end up working a lot of times before 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're early risers. We get up and get the day going.
You got to. You get after it. You're right. Because
that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing. It is.
Yeah.
And for those of you that think that you need to sleep till 10 or 11 every morning, you need to make a change.
That's right. Yeah, the sun's up for a reason. So,
There you go.
That's right.
But at any rate, Benjamin Moore makes wonderful products, not only for painting the outside of your house, the inside of your house, but also for, like, decking and gazebos and all the trellises and just anything. They make wonderful stains for that product, for those products. And talk a little bit about some of the exterior products.
Yeah, well, you know, we have, as far as coatings, paints, you know, the premium, the best we have is the Aura.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it has twice as much TiO2, or titanium dioxide, in it as any other paint product in North America that's for that use, for
right.
an exterior, you know, house paint. So it's a tremendous product, real workhorse. A lot of times it hides in just one coat. A lot of times we don't guarantee that, but because there's a lot of things that come in the factory, but a lot of times it just simply does.
Yeah.
Then the Regal line is right under that. That's a good second. And then you have the Element Guard. Now, this is exterior coatings I'm talking about. The Element Guard is right under the Regal. But it specifically addresses this weather that we've been having. You can actually paint with it. It's a premium product. It's not priced it's priced reasonably.
Right.
But you can paint as long as the film dries and you have 60 minutes or an hour, you can get a downpour and your coating is still fine.
Wow. Wow.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, is it going to rain today? You have these thunderstorms that jump up in the summer and things happen, fronts move in quickly and you're
sure.
trying to get something done or finished. This coating allows you to get a lot of things done with a really tight window, you know, time-wise.
Right, right.
So it's excellent. And then we have our, you know, contractor lines. The UltraSpec line is a premium commercial line that's, I mean, just second to none as far as a painter product. I mean, it's the best one out there in the commercial line, I think. And it's priced very reasonably, and it does a great job. And, you know, then the exterior stain line, you know, is called Arbor Coat.
Right.
And they're in the process of right now of, you know, making that even better. It's already really good, but they're in the process now. It's going to, here in the next few weeks, it's going to be called Woodlux.
Woodlux.
And Woodlux, L-U-X, Woodlux.
Is that going to be different than Arbor Coat?
Well, a lot of the formulas are keeping the same of the coatings, but they have they're made what Benjamore set out to do, and they've been working on it for 10 years, is to make the very best exterior stain line available on the market.
Right.
And they already have that with the Arbor Coat line with a lot of products, but they've done a lot of work on this, and we're fixing to, you know, have it in our stores here in the next few weeks and be marketing it and featuring it, and it's unbelievable. I've tested a lot of the products. It performs really, really well.
I'm one of my friends, and one of you've known him too. He did his deck with Arbor Coat, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. It still is absolutely fantastic. It looks great.
Yeah, that solid deck stain product.
Sure.
The Arbor Coat, there's not one out there better.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable. We sell a lot of it too. It's really kind of gotten a name. Now that particular product, they're not changing yet.
Right.
They're not changing that product because it's excellent. But at any rate, the Arbor Coat line has been really, really great, and it performs really well. But they're going to kind of be, you know, changing the name, and you'll be seeing it in the next few weeks. It's going to, you know, it's going to be some new stuff that works really well.
Well, Patton, I'm about running out of time here, and I hope you have a great weekend. I know you're out of town heading somewhere, and whatever it is, I hope you enjoy it.
Well, buddy, you won't believe we're up here in Yazoo County doing a prescribed burn on about a 40-acre field right now.
Wow. Well,
so that's everything's on fire around me right now.
Be careful, brother.
But it's a good day to do it because we have moisture, but it's just dry enough, so it's doing really well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your time. Thank you, Patton. Patton Seabrooks.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Seabrook Paints. You're listening to The Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. Be back in just a few minutes.
Football is back, and no one does it better than the sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. This season, you can watch the games with nothing on the line. Boring. Or you can make a play in the starting lineup. The sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you into the big plays with big bets and big wins, making every game more exciting than ever. It's time for the sports glory you deserve without breaking a sweat. The sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Must be 21.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Us England.
Right out in the street. How many times have I slept in my car doing the same thing? Hey, welcome to the Handyman Show. Back again at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Great, great organization. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Right now, text line's busy. Keep sending those texts in. You can do so at 601-879-4395 is our text line. And, hey, text us your messages. Paul from Brandon texted us and said that somebody had given him two windows that were meant to be mulled together as a twin. But he said there's no mull bar. And his question is, how do I get those windows together without the mull bar? Paul, here's what I suggest, and it's just my suggestion. First, if you cannot find out the brand of the type window they are, and you can't get the mull bar from the manufacturer, then I would go ahead and mount the windows with a post in between them. In other words, mount them as single units, side by side, but with a strong, maybe a couple of 2x4s joined together as your center post. And then a piece of trim board coming down the middle of that between your two windows. And they won't be a twin, but it'll look like a twin. And I think you claimed that it's going in a shop, so it won't matter that much. I really think they should be mounted as singles without that mull bar. Because if you try to put them in as a twin and jury-rig some kind of mull bar, you're going to have leakage. It's going to happen. There's just no way you can do that. And even getting a mull bar from the manufacturer may or may not work. So I suggest that the best thing you can do is mount them as single units. Even if they're close together, they can still look like a twin. And I hope that helps you some. That's my opinion on the whole situation. And thank you for the text, by the way, Paul. I appreciate it very much. All right. Well... Oh, okay. That says custom millwork. Well, we just talked about custom millwork. What's wrong with me? I know what's wrong with me. Well, most attics have an awful lot of storage space. I mean, there's so much storage space up there. It's just great. But most attics are just filled with junk. It's filled with stuff that we'll never, ever use again. I mean, and even some old maybe baby carriages or carrying thing that are out of date that aren't even safe anymore. Get rid of that product. Your attic is a place where you should have a great place for heating and cooling units to be mounted and stabilized. And then you should have a storage area up there that is available where you can put your Christmas decorations and all the things that are necessary. However, most attics are filled with a lifetime of family junk. I'm talking about things that, I can use this one day. I'm going to put it in the attic. Well, I was really bad about that. I was in the remodeling business for a long time and would almost anything that I thought that could be reused again, up it goes, up to the attic it goes. Well, I'm starting to clean my attic out, and it's like I'm seeing things up there that I had for music 30 years ago that I have no use for this day and age. I mean, it's got to go. It's got to go. But you get those attics clean and use them as they should be used for great storage space, be somewhat organized, and have good walk space as well. All attics need to have some sort of walk space on them. So it's important that you take care of the attic and declutter. Declutter any way you can. Throw away old stuff or donate. You can donate. There's so many organizations that like you to donate products. There's so many, whether it's, what is it? All those places that take donations and are happy to some sell them and some give them away, I think. But you can really do a lot in donating and helping out. And they'll give you a receipt as well so you can take the donation off of your taxes, which is always great. Can always help you. So clean those attics up. It's not that hard to do. And also, that disappearing stairway, Well, remember, I've said this before, your disappearing stairway is held together by nuts, bolts, and screws, and they need to be tightened from time to time, because if you don't, that thing will get so loose and wobbly, it'll become practically useless, and it won't be safe anymore. So tighten up the nuts and bolts and screws on those and make them as safe as you possibly can. And that's an important thing to do. That's an important thing to do. But, all right, I was talking the other day with somebody about putting in long wood screws. He had like over 3-inch wood screws and was going to put them into through sheetrock walls and into a. He was actually mounting a TV bracket, which mounts a TV on a wall, a large screen TV on a wall, and that bracket has little spaces in it where you can actually go to where the studs are. And it should be held in place by at least a 3, maybe even longer screw with large washers on them. But my suggestion is before you decide to screw them into the wall, you should pre-drill. Always pre-drill those holes with a little bit smaller diameter drill than what the actual screw is. And then when the screw goes in, it'll go in a lot easier. It'll have something to bite, and it will really, you know, hold your TV mounting device up there as well as it should. It's very, very important that you pre-drill, because if you try to put in a 3-inch screw into a 2x4, there's a pretty good chance it's just going to stop, and you may strip the head on it, or you may, who knows what could happen. A lot of times I've seen some screws break that aren't what you want to call heavy metal screws or a stronger type metal or stainless steel screws. Don't break off the heads and don't worry about that. If you pre-drill, your life is going to be a lot easier. And any time you're putting longer screws in anything at all, always pre-drill. It's important that you do just that. Pre-drill those things, and you'll be happy you did, because it'll make your life that much easier. All right, let's see if we have on the text line something else has come in. It says, we have one piece of stone that has fallen off our fireplace surround. It was attached by mortar by the installer, and I have been unable to get them to return, imagine. And how do you suggest I attach that one piece? Well, I faced the same situation, but it was stone on the outside of a building where one piece of stone, which is a huge, like almost a brick, had fallen out. And I suggest that that brick be put in place and held in place by, at that point in time, if you can't find the builder to come back, put it in there with some construction adhesive, some heavy-duty construction adhesive in the back and in the bottom and in the top, and then let that construction adhesive set, and then take some mortar patch, which is actually gray, same color as your mortar, or get caulking the same color as your mortar, and patch it up with mortar patch, and it won't look like it shows. It'll just disappear. And that's a great thing to do. It's an easy thing to do. All right, short break right here. Coming up, we've got the Fox News, local news as well. And then right after that, we're going to the music segment. You're listening to The Handyman Show at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be back in just a few.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. As someone who spends a lot of time between Mississippi and New York, I can tell you firsthand how great new things can be. That's why the new auto and life insurance discount from Farm Bureau is so great. It's a new thing from the company that's been setting roots in Mississippi for over 75 years. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money. but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Woo!
Yeah, you're going to hear it all right. All right. Music showing right here before you. I have a channel on the TV where I'm watching some people buy a $9 million house, and they're showing pictures of it. Oh, my word. $9 million house.
Hope they have a bunch of kids or something that can enjoy that.
Well, they're just showing a couple. I don't know where they have kids or not, but where they get $9 million, I don't know. I don't care either. All right. Music segment. Today, it's going to be a little different. I'm going to do some very standard rock and roll people that everybody knows about, like Led Zeppelin or Boston or Beach Boys or Yes. These are the groups I'm going to talk about. And these are songs that the very first time I heard that song, I went, wow. That is just, how does something like that take place? It took me by surprise. So we're going to start with probably with Boston. We're going to start with Boston, and they do a song called More Than a Feeling. And the reason I like that, one, Tom Scholz did most all of their first album in his basement, the basement tapes, and he did all the parts except the lead vocal. He did the backgrounds, he did all the instrumentals, the drums, the bass, everything. But the reason this song struck me so very much, More Than a Feeling, is the use of an acoustic guitar throughout the entire song, where it's almost dominant. And it just blew me slap away. Listen to what Boston has to say with More Than a Feeling.
Man, I'm having a hard time getting this into like, you keep talking for just a second, I'll be right back.
Keep on. It's just, but Scholz is also an MIT graduate. That's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology graduate. And he is just an incredible, intelligent, and has done so well. And I've seen Boston play two or three times at different places here in Jackson.
As soon as you get over to the next one, I'll run over into the studio and see what's wrong on that one. But yeah, when you get to the next song, yeah.
She will go on to the next one.
Yeah, let's roll tonight. As soon as I play it, I'll run over.
Okay. The next song is a song that I heard for the very first time in the back bay of Boston, BU University, in the dorm room of my friend. And I had never heard of Led Zeppelin before. I'd never heard Led Zeppelin before. And he played this song for me called Rambling On. And he had a pretty good stereo. And I was like listening to it and going, wow, that's really great. And then all of a sudden, about maybe a third of the way into the song, the drums kick in. And it's like, to me, it was like getting hit by a tsunami. It was like, wow, I mean, this is unbelievable. But rambling on, listen to a little bit of what I'm talking about.
Oh,
it's just amazing me the way that song goes from a little bit of next to nothing with an acoustic guitar to where it really turns into a super heavy rock song. And it's amazing what it can do, what it did to me at that point in time. Now, I will say, I'm not a super big Led Zeppelin fan. I recognize their ability. They are so talented. It's unreal. Matter of fact, I've gone to see Robert Plant a couple times in concert, and absolutely fantastic. He was with the Space Shifters, a bunch of people he put together that were great musicians and did a wonderful job. All right, I think we're ready to hear some Boston, aren't we? He thinks. Lance is shaking his head. Lance, you okay in there?
Yeah, sometimes. You never know. One of them will mess up, but I have Boston ready to go for you now.
All right.
Well, and I put like 333, so it was good luck.
Yeah.
I use nothing but godly numbers here, so we're rolling with
it. We'll see what happens. More than a feeling, Boston, use an acoustic guitar. Listen to this, Boston. They're playing shortly. That song still moves me today, but the very first time I heard Boston, it was that song, and then I listened to the entire album, and it was like, I have never heard anything like that before, I think they're unique in what they do. Even though it's straight rock and roll, it's great, great, great rock and roll. It's to me, it's just like, you know, a lot of people say, hey, pop rock is one thing. That's rock and roll, folks. I don't care what you say. That's rock and roll. That is just amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Well, carrying on.
Hey, I wanted to say when I ran over there into the the production room.
Did you kick the mice in the pants or what?
No, I think our listeners would be great to know that Perez was in there. And when I came running around the corner, it about gave him a heart attack. So he's good. He's good. He did not have a heart attack, but
don't
I almost
hurt.
Gave him. I almost had one, too, because I didn't know he was here.
Don't hurt Perez.
I know. I was like, oh, my God, my bad, man. So you never know what's around the corner.
Really, anything can be around the corner, anything at all. Next, we're going to talk about a group called the Beach Boys. Everybody's heard of the Beach Boys. But the very first, I was in Waltham, Massachusetts, staying in an apartment when I was going to school. It was right outside of Boston University. There was a little college called the Cambridge School of Broadcasting, which I was going to at the time. But for the very first time, I heard a song called Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, and I heard it on this big, huge box radio, kind of like the type that Steve collects back there. A huge.
Yeah, we have some awesome ones.
Awesome ones. And it was one like that picked up all kinds of bands and stuff, but it did pick up the FM band or wherever I heard the Beach Boys do Good Vibrations, and I've never heard a song like Good Vibrations. I've heard it live, and I've heard them do it, and it's unique. It's unique in the way that it's done. The mind of Brian Wilson is really outstanding in this thing with the use of his instruments. Let's listen to Good Vibrations and see what happens.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm bound to pick it up.
She's getting excitations. I'm backing up. Good vibrations. She's backing up. Excitations.
It just seems like it always gets better. Every level of it seems to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And it just, it grows and grows. And it's an amazing, it's like you're planting a mustard seed and watching it grow into this huge tree. It's amazing what good vibrations. I mean, it was one of my wow songs because the first time I heard it was like, whoa. During this whole situation, I asked Lance if he had... Lance, did you find anything that you like?
Well, you still have one left.
I have one left. I want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, well, okay. Let me minimize that, and then we'll go over here.
Yeah, let's hear
here and do this,
what's
that,
your
and
what's your wow
well,
song?
One of my wow songs. Gary Newman, Cars, and
yeah.
Two-way... You know, it was, you know, back in the old days, it was... kind of unique, and then so I was a fan of that, you know, and the British kind of techno and
sure.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
How you would
and the Cars did a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, you synthesizers, you know, to take the guitar, put it in, and play out that way. And so I always liked Gary Newman, but when I heard him play this song with Nine Inch Nails,
Yeah. It
was just like what? Oh, I mean, and for them to be so inspired by him so many years ago,
right.
And so this was one of my favorites, and it's a little crazy, but I like it.
I like crazy.
See if I can get it to play.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Some things in
sometimes
technology
things
don't always go as that you want them to.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's not one. Hold on, let me see if I can move it over here.
Well, I'll try that one, and we'll try that, and then we'll go on to my next one.
There we go.
Right. Great song. Great song. Well done. Well done.
Well, and, you know, and I love that because they, you know, he was 60.
Yeah.
Basically playing with Nine Inch Nails and watching the energy and seeing that. And you could just see how the bridge between him and Nine Inch Nails and the electricity and the crowd and everything just all of a sudden really appreciated this song that was fairly obscure
today,
but back then. And it just brought it back to life. And it just blew me away.
It just amazes me how people can be so passionate about music at such a young age, and yet still, when they get older, like Bobby Rush, for instance, they still have that strong drive, that strong passion for that great music sound, because Bobby Rush is just tremendous.
Oh, and he touched base the other day and said, hey, I hope everybody's doing well. I'm still out of the country. So he's out doing what he does, playing music and enjoying.
90 years old and having a good old time, loving it every minute. Well, my last group that I want to talk about, and we have plenty of time, don't we? Sure we do. All right, is a group called Yes. And Yes has always been great. They really have. I think Yes is a tremendous group, and they do some tremendous things. But I heard this song for the very first time, and it just knocked me off my feet by the way it was put together, by the accents in the keyboards kicking in and going, whack, whack, and just things happening that are unusual. It had such an impact on me. And the song is called... Owner of a Lonely Heart. And let's listen to it, and we'll talk about it in a minute. That's amazing how it's so well put together and so well produced, but just the magic of what they do is like, whoa, it just floors me. And I know that's all standard stuff that everybody's probably heard one time or another or 10 times or 100 times over again, but still, those songs were wow songs in my life. And there's probably a few others. But it's just amazing. But music is one of those things that it captures certain people and just grabs it. It captured me a long time ago and still has my passion. And I think Lance has that passion too. Now maybe, I don't know if he plays an instrument. Probably don't play. Do you play an instrument?
I play guitar.
You play guitar, okay.
Well, I hack.
You hack guitar.
I hack a guitar.
That's all right. You have fun with it.
No, of course.
And what do you get out of that?
I get to spend a lot of time doing something I love and learn and keep your mind sharp and, you know, just figure things out. It's like trying to play with a Rubik's Cube at times. You just got to see where it goes and see what combinations work.
Well, playing music for me is like a way to get out of the world.
How much time do you kill? And you think it's 10 minutes and it's 2 hours.
2 hours and 11. All right. That's the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk. We do it every Saturday at 11 o'clock. We do the music segment. And that was it. I hope you enjoyed it. Take a short break. Be right back at the MCEF studios.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month, and they are celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America. Get to your local Mississippi Ford dealer for a special once-a-year offer on Ford F-Series, featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North America Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, Mississippi. This is Ford Truck Month. Now is the time for great deals on Ford trucks. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Wesley Financial.
So now I'm alone. Now I can think for myself. About little deals and essays. Things I just don't understand.
All right, back again. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. A great organization that really tries very hard to get everybody in Mississippi that sits at home and looking for something to do and yet has the ability to use their hands to do something very constructive. Well, the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation is an organization that has not only training facilities that will teach you great trades, electronics, plumbing, anything, heavy equipment, and they can also recommend trade schools. Or they're a great organization. Check out mcef.net and just check out their website and look at what they might have. It'll just blow you away. They are so good. All right. Just a couple of the hang on for a minute about the music segment. We'll talk a little bit about it, a little bit more. Rhett, one of my good friends, a regular listener, and he says one of his wow groups and favorite groups that he likes, he said, you probably can't say the name on the air. Well, look out, Rhett, because here it comes. It's called Fart Barf is the name of the group. And I have never heard them, but I will give them a listen, Rhett, just so that you know. And yes, I agree, bass is important. Bass really does make a big difference. So, and I appreciate all the people that have gotten involved. A number of texts have come through that said, I wish you did this whole segment for 2 hours. Well, we can't. This is talk radio, and we won't.
We've considered knocking around like a bumper, you know, taking some of the bumpers and gluing them together and yeah. Having like a little side piece that you guys could go grab somewhere, but we hadn't quite figured all that out yet. Yeah. We need to make sure it's okay with the higher-ups and licensing and that, but
yeah.
Something we've kind of kicked around because you've had some great – I mean, the segments have been all over the place, honestly. You've gone from one side of it to the other.
Yep.
And like, you know, it's very 3D thinking, and, you know, it's not one-dimensional or two-D.
At all.
You're all over the grid, and I love that because that's my love for music is all over the place.
I really can't
pin it down.
Last week, I listened more to classical music than I have. I listened to almost every day. I listened to classical music. I was in the mood for it. It just did. So it's strange how
I got the Barber of Seville from Rossini on here. Anytime and it always brings me back to Bugs Bunny giving Elmer Fudd a haircut and putting a salad on his head, putting the oil on it, and massaging his head. But I know, I play that. I'll sit up here playing it while I'm cutting music.
Somebody told me before this you were weird.
Hey, trust me, I know.
All right, Lance, we're going to give you a break here. Tonight is the full moon. It's the snow moon. It's the full snow moon. And you could see it bright and clear last night. And this morning when I get up kind of early on radio days to do some studying and do some getting ready for the show. I saw the moon shining just as bright as it can be, and the sky starting a little bit light, but the moon was out. So tonight is a snow moon, and it's a full moon. Something I don't know. I look at full moons all the time, every month.
I think I'm like a werewolf or something. I love being outside at night. Two in the morning, three in the morning. This job is great. It's thrown my schedule around a bit where I would just stay up to two or three just to see, you know, sit out in the calm and the peace and quiet and enjoy it. Everything's so quiet. And now I'll generally take a nap in the late afternoon so I can still do my, you know, kind of midnight to two or three. And I'll do most of my reading and sit there on the patio, and it could be 20 degrees, and I'll be bundled up out there just letting the dogs play. And
I do the same thing. I sit out on my deck at night, and just I'll look at the moon, and my whole back on the other side of my property is like, I mean, it's true Mississippi woods. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can really feel like you're in the state when you're in there. And then I'll look up and look at the stars. And I wish I had one of those apps on my phone where you could actually point it to the sky and it'll tell you what everything is. Wow, I'm going to get one of those because I am.
Me too. They work great.
I am so enthralled by the stars and the moon and all that. It's just like, wow.
Your people. Which star system are your people from? Are you, did you come from, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody in the ancient alien thing, that there's like, all right, it's this system where people came from and that star system. And you know,
I'm sorry, I can't answer
the Pleiades and all those. If you got the sky cam, you could, you know, okay, that's where my people are from.
I'm going to get one.
They're really good, though. They are. You can sit out, especially at night.
I mean, I know where Venus is and where Mars is, and I can touch some. I know about the dippers and stuff, but that's about the extent of it. I want on to learn more.
The daytime, though, that's what's, to me, really cool, because you don't really know where you are in the sky in the daytime because you can't see the stars.
Right.
With the app, it actually does that for you.
Wow.
Even though you can't see them, it tells you what's above you, and as the Earth turns, where it's going to be underneath. It's really, it's like looking at Google Earth, but flipped over. It's the opposite. Yeah.
Like they're looking at us. Who be looking at us? I don't know. Well, playing around on Facebook the other day, I always look at it from time to time. Not too often, but I do check out Facebook. There's a company on there that is dealing with storm windows that are mounted on the inside of your window. And it's just one piece of glass with a surround around it, and it mounts on the inside of your window frame. And to me, it looks like a pretty good product. Now, I want to find out more about it, and I will go to their website. It's called Indow, and just Indow sells these great storm windows, and I want to look more into it because it may be something that can be used. And is it prohibitively costly, or is it something that should be used and can be used? Because so many people for so many years have asked about storm windows that are practically in existence, and not in existence anymore. I mean, you can find them. Yeah, somebody's selling storm windows, I'm sure. But this is a piece of glass that actually insulates your window by the mounting on the inside and can be removed for cleaning. So it looks like a good product to me. I want to find out more about it, and I will, and I'll talk more about that in ye days to come. All right. A lot of older buildings this day and age are just being torn down, and a lot of buildings that are torn down are really, they have good enough bones, they're a good enough building where they can be renovated and made to look. Maybe they were built in 1930, or maybe they were built in 1900, or maybe they were built in 1830, but they still have good bones. They should be restored to their original aesthetic, original condition. And yes, it's costly sometimes to do that, but then you have a piece of history and a piece that is, it's almost like a museum. But there are also people like this millwork company I was talking about earlier that finds buildings like that that are going to be torn down and says, no, 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 we want the wood. And they take the wood and make beautiful, beautiful products out of the wood. And a lot of millwork companies do that, use reclaimed wood to actually manufacture their products. Matter of fact, I've talked about a company in Cotuit, Massachusetts, that does nothing but reclaims wood from the old warehouses in Boston, and they make heart pine flooring out of it, which is gorgeous, by the way. And most heart pine flooring is made out of reclaimed wood. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful product. It is. It does a wonderful thing. So I really believe that older buildings, we really need to take a second look and decide how they should be taken care of and what should be done with them. Shouldn't they be taken down? And if so, I'm sure there's plenty of great wood in there that can be used. Or maybe they should be restored. Who knows? Hey, Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores, the sound of my voice. Man, I've been to Revel, I think, 3 times this week. And then I was at lunch one day this week, and somebody said, I can't find that rake anywhere. I said, go to Revel and get it. And she said, I'm not going to pay their prices. I said, be serious. I said, Revel does not charge any more or just a little bit more than the big box home centers. But what they have is customer service, and they have the product. Revel Ace Hardware. On top of that, they have an outdoor power equipment center, which is next to none. Their outdoor power equipment center is just amazing. They really can take care of their equipment. They sell all type of zero-turn mowers, trailers, weed whackers, chainsaws, you name it. Their power equipment center is right next to their hardware store in Pearl. But here in central Mississippi, there are many, many Revel Ace hardware stores, and they are all great stores. And believe me, the very first thing they care about, and the very first thing they teach all of their employees, customer service. give the customer more than what they ask for, and always be willing to help them anyway. That's the way Revel Ace is, and I appreciate their sponsorship of this show. I was talking to Dunaway Rooks the other day, one of the owners of Revel Ace Hardware, and he was saying, gosh, you know, he and I were trying to figure out how long he's been on the air with us, and neither one of us could do it. He said, well, I've been knowing you for over 4 years, so I guess I don't know. But at any rate, Revel Ace has been a long-time sponsor, and we appreciate it. Longest sponsors I've ever had. I appreciate them very much. Revel Ace Hardware. And talking about that kind of thing, it's that time of year to tune up our lawnmowers or anything that uses a piston-drive engine. Because they all need attention, particularly like you talk about lawnmowers or anything that has like one spark plug. Well, that spark plug should be changed every year. You should change that every year. And you just go to any place with that spark plug. You can go to an automobile store, or you go to Revel Ace Hardware Outdoor Power Equipment Center and get that spark plug exactly right. Replace the spark plug. Change the oil. Because it is a smaller engine, it doesn't have that much oil in it, but it needs that oil to have its viscosity all the way through, all the time. So it is time of year to restore your lawnmower, to make sure it's in good working condition, and all of your outdoor power equipment, make sure it's good working condition. Because the season is coming where we're going to be doing a lot of that stuff.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
And if you did not drain your gas,
yeah,
you want to do that. Make sure it wasn't ethanol gas.
Yeah, people don't realize that gas separates and becomes actually becomes
syrup.
It becomes bad for your mower after if it's not. There's a treatment you can put in there. It'll keep it from doing that. But if that's not done, you could be really, really in trouble. So don't use old gas in your lawnmower. Use nothing but new gas.
And 100% too.
Yeah, yeah.
It costs a good bit more now.
Don't use that ethanol in your gas. They most gas stations sell unleaded, non-ethanol gas. And as Lance said, it's a little more expensive. But you know, we don't use that much gas in our mowers anyway. So go on. It's a good thing. I really think it is, and it's a good time of year to go ahead and get that equipment ready and get it ready for use. As a matter of fact, in my yard, I have to use it already. Already. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that situation. Most people are beginning to work outside and get things taken care of. Well, how often do I have to talk about this? I talk about ladders again. Ladders are just so dangerous. And I guess the reason I'm bringing it up again is because I was talking to some folks the other day about the danger of ladders. They were asking me questions about it. And as often as I've said this on the air, people are still not aware of the danger that is involved in a ladder, whether you're hauling it. Yeah, that's dangerous, hauling a ladder. Make sure it's secured to your vehicle properly. And using it. Gosh, they're dangerous. More people get hurt on ladders than you can even imagine. And even the smallest type ladder, even the smallest step ladder can injure you by using it improperly. But make sure the ladder is well seated on the ground or on the floor, wherever it's going, that the stepladders have retractable arms. Make sure those arms are locked out straight and locked tight, and that ladder is not wobbly. If it's on a surface that's making it wobble, fix it. Don't get up on it yet. Don't think your weight is going to stop it from wobbling. And then never overreach on a ladder. Never think that, oh, I can get this. It's the last thing I got to do. I'm going to reach. And then you end up getting hurt instead of getting down the ladder and moving it over a few feet to do that one little last thing you may need to do. So ladders are dangerous. Be careful. Be careful when you use them, and look out. They'll get you when you are not looking. All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. We do it each and every Saturday. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a short break. Well, at any rate, we're at the MCEF studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, the Mississippi's handyman. Be back in a few. Don't you go away. Your handyman show. But I can see.
It's a night of my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Visit the Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Hi.
Chicago. A knife and a fork. Well, and a plate of green. That's the way you spell. New Orleans. Girl over there with the hot pants on. Tunaloo.
That'll
turn me on.
He's crazy. Yeah, like it. I do like it. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and we're going to be here for another segment, just a short one, coming up, and we'll be out of here. But we're talking about all sorts of things that you can do for your home. Are you ready for the hurricane season or the tornadoes that may be coming our way? Because we do live in an area that's prone to have them from time to time. You should have a spot designated in your home that is the safest place in your home. And if you don't have a safe room, which is getting more and more prevalent, people are having more and more of a safe room in their homes somehow or other. But if you don't have one, you should pick a portion of your house that has many studs around it, and is an interior room away from any glass or windows. It has no exterior exposure to it. And that place should be your safe spot in the house. Is it safe? Well, it's safer than some of the places you can be in your house, but it's not as good as a safe room for sure. And if you have a safe room, so to speak, it should be well equipped with plenty of food, plenty of bottled water, lights, batteries, radios, and you need to be somewhat weather aware. It's very important that you do, and it's important that your family knows what to do in the event of an emergency, how to react and where to react. And something I think that needs to be said is panic will get you nowhere. Don't panic over a situation. Deal with the situation and deal with it with a sane, logical mind, not a panicked, not a knee-jerk reaction, but a regular, logically thought-out plan. That is going to be – that's a lifesaver, by the way. And that holds true for almost any kind of incident or accident that may occur in your life. Panic will get you nowhere. Be logical and be thoughtful about it. Get past the panic and understand that this is time to be serious and get this thing taken care of. And that's exactly what will happen. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about Atlas Foundation. Tony Arpino is Atlas Foundation, and he cares a lot about slab foundations, and he's going to make things just right in your home. You call Tony, and you'll be happy that you talk to somebody who understands all of the soils in Mississippi, all of the problems that we have with our foundations in Mississippi, and how to correct them. You get him by dialing 800
800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino will come out there, give you a free estimate, and he can do a lot if you'll send him some dimensions and pictures on a phone. And sitting in his office, he can pretty much give you an idea of what a cost may be to fix the problems that you may have. So you should get in touch with Tony and let him know that you care very much about your foundation, because your foundation really, it just so happens that your house sits on your foundation, by the way, in case you didn't know. And if your foundation's not right, you can have problems with your home, doors closing properly or improperly, so to speak, cracks in sheetrock, cracks in plaster, just all sorts of major problems that you wish you didn't have. And it's all created by having a foundation not like it should be, not having it corrected. If you have a foundation problem, just by letting it go, and it's going to get further and further worse. Get it corrected. Atlas Foundation, 800-256-1010. You tell Tony I said hello. Atlas Foundation. All right. Handyman stuff. Hey, well, we don't really have time for a whole bunch of text, so I'm not going to send out our text line again. What's Lynn? What's this one? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I couldn't read that one. I couldn't see it. Can you see it, Lance? What the Lynn?
Oh, he was just saying how that was the one you read earlier about how much he enjoyed that segment of music and wished we could continue doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, you did have a new one that just came in, though.
Yeah.
We have slopping backyard holes, water that rises over sun porch slab and causes water to seep in a U-shaped area. That was the one we just got.
He has
Slopping backyard holds water that rises over the sun porch slab and causes water to seep in to the house. It's a U-shaped area. So.
No, you got to find French drains would solve it and take the water that's ponding up there and coming towards your house and have it go the other direction.
And if you've got oak trees above it or a tree, make sure you trim out. You've got to limit out so those Frenchies don't get all clogged up too
quick. That's right. That's right. They will get clogged up really quick. But a French drain would be the solution to your situation to get the water out of there. You don't need the water coming towards your house at all ever. And anytime you do, you need to find a solution to it, whether it's using more fill dirt and rising the area up a little higher, or using a French drain to drain the water out in another direction. And that's very important. And when you're buying a home, you should always look at a house that has, if the house has an area where the ground level actually aims towards the house, and there's a slope towards the house, it will drain water towards your house underneath your foundation and create problems. You should stay away from that. Try not to get involved in a house like that. It's not a good idea. And people who buy, like, the lowest level house in a subdivision usually end up having problems. Usually sooner or later will have problems because all the water in that subdivision is coming to their home and down here. All right, talk a little bit about heating and air conditioning. Most of our duct system, which carries the cooler air or the warmer air to our home, most of the duct systems run through an unconditioned area, whether it be in the attic or underneath our crawl space foundation. The truth of the matter is, national average is about 25% of all of ducts have leakage somewhere. So every so often you should have your ducts checked, cleaned even, and mastic should be put on all the leaks. Leakage happens on those ducts because all of the people that work in your attic, whether it be a cable company or a phone company or an electrician or a plumber or a gas, whatever, people are in your attic doing all sorts of things to help your house work a little smoother. And sometimes they'll step on a duct to get from one area to another, not realizing that by stepping on the duct, they have created a leak hole in that duct. And it doesn't have to be a very big leak hole before it turns into a bigger leak hole. So it needs to be secured and properly maintained. And mastic is the way that those ducts are sealed, and they should be sealed. But they also need to be cleaned out. And there are plenty of organizations like Pure Air Consultants. They have a duct cleaning offer, which they will come to your home and actually clean your ducts out properly, and then put something in them that will prevent them from clogging up again. Pure Air Consultants, great company. They care about service. Of course, they offer great heating and air conditioning units and work very well. Hey, you've been listening for 2 hours to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, talking to you right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Talk to you next week right here from the MCEF Studios Handyman Show.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.